Right on. What we gonna give you tonight, it'll be down to the nitty gritty. Yeah. You can tell all your friends way over in hell, I don't care. You can tell them in over in Watts. You can tell them they met. You can tell them tonight that Santa Monica had been definitely set on fire. And they met on a damn good thing. The best thing ever happened to Santa Monica is gonna be here tonight. Yeah. And you can also, all you little old pretty one, huh? If he ain't here tonight, huh, you can tell him forget it too, you know, because Mr. Whatever is here tonight. He gonna get down tonight, brother. He gonna get with it. He gonna give you something that Santa Monica that never had. If it's good to you, it gotta be good for you.
Sitting on the highway in a broken van, thinking of you again. Guess I'll have to hitchhike to the station. With every step I'll see your face, like a mirror looking back at me, saying you're the only one, making me feel I could survive, and so glad to be alive. Nowhere to run, not a guitar to play. Messed up inside and it's been raining all day since you wound up away. Manhattan Island serenade. Sitting on the highway in a broken van, thinking of you again. Guess I'll have to hitchhike down a highway. With every step I'll see your face, like a mirror looking back at me, saying you're the only one, making me feel I could survive, and so glad to be alive. Nowhere to run tonight, a guitar to play. Messed up inside and it's been raining all day since you went away. Manhattan Island serenade. Since you went away. Manhattan Island serenade.
The summer had inhaled and held its breath too long. The winter looked the same as if it never had gone. And through an open window where no curtain hung, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. One begins to read between the pages of a look, the shape of sleepy music, and suddenly you're hooked. Through the rain upon the trees that kisses on the run, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. If you came to stay and live my way, scatter my love like leaves in the wind. You always say you won't go away, but I know what it always has been. It always has been a transparent dream beneath an occasional sigh. Most of the time I just let it go by. Now I wish it hadn't begun. I saw you. Yes, I saw you coming back to me. Strolling the hills, overlooking the shore, I realized I've been here before. The shadow in the mist could have been anyone. I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. All things like reasons are put in a jar. Whatever happened to wishes wished on a star? Was it just something that I made up for fun? I saw you. I saw you coming back to me.
Gardener's daughter stopped me on my way on the day I was to wed. It is you who I wish to share my body with, she said. We'll find a dry place under the sky with a flower for a bed. And for my joy, I will give you a boy with a moon and stars on his head. Her silver hair float in the air, laying waves across the summer. Her hands were like the white sands, and her eyes had diamonds on. We left the road and headed up to the top of the Whisper Wood. And we walked till we came to where the holy magnolia stood. There we laid, cool in the shade, singing songs and making love. With the naked earth beneath us and the universe above. My wedding wouldn't wait, I was sad, but I had to go. So while she was asleep, I kissed her cheek for cheerio. The wedding took place and people came from many miles around. There was plenty merriment, cider and wine abound. But out of all that I recall, I remember the girl I met. Cause she had given me something that my heart could not forget. La 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 la. The year had passed and everything was just as it was the year before, or as it was the year before. Until the gift that someone left, a basket by my door. And in there lay the fairest little baby, crying to be fed. I got down on my knees and kissed the moon and stars. His head. As years went by, the boy grew high and the village looked on in awe. They'd never seen anything like the boy with the moon and star before. Ride from far and wide just to seek the word he spread. I'll tell you everything I've learned, and love is all he said. La 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 la. La 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 la
they say the hill's too steep to climb.
Watch me falling apart, no, wallowing in despair. No, I decided I'm gonna stop lying to myself. I've been doing it far too long. I should have known when I looked into your blue eyes, your love would do me harm. Oh, but I'd do anything just to keep you with me, baby. I'd get down on my knees, give up anything but dignity too, baby.
Thank you. I see wind of night begun. This is not your domain. In the sky a bird was heard to cry. Misty morning whisperings and gentle stirring sounds belie the deathly silence that lay all around. Hear the lark and hearken to the barking of the dog fox gone to ground. See the splashing of the kingfisher flashing to the water, and a river of green is sliding unseen beneath the trees, laughing as it passes through the endless summer making for the sea. In the lazy water meadow I lay me down. All around me golden sunflakes settle on the ground. Basking in the sunshine of the bygone afternoon, bringing sounds of yesterday into this city room. Hear the lark and hearken to the barking of the dog fox gone to ground. See the splashing of the kingfisher flashing to the water, and a river of green is sliding unseen beneath the trees, laughing as it passes through the endless summer making for the sea.
Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye, or even hello? They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cause. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. They are for each other.
She wandered through the garden fence, said I've bought a great expensive potion, guaranteed to bring relief from all your suffering. Though I said you don't exist, she grasped me firmly by the wrist, threw me down upon my back, strapped me to a torture rack. And without further argument, I found my mind was all so bent upon a course so devious, it only made my torment worse. She said, I see you cannot speak. Is it your voice that is too weak? Is it your tongue that is to blame? Maybe you cannot speak for shame, or has your brain been idle too? And now it will not think for you. I hasten to make my reply, found that I could only lie. And like a fool I believe myself, and thought I was somebody else. But she could see what I was then, and left me on my own again.
Oh, lying, cheating, hurting. That's all you seem to do. Messing around every guy in town. Playing your game, drive me insane. Trouble's gonna come to you. One of these days, and it won't be long. You look for me, but baby, I'll be gone. This is all I gotta say to you, woman. Take a breath. It's fading away. Can't feel you anymore. Don't care what you say, 'cause I'm gonna wait to stay. Gonna make you pay for that great big hole in my heart. People talking all around. Watch out, woman. No longer.
Sky, where the mountains lean down to the sand. We saw blackbirds circling round an old castle keep, and I stood on the cliff and held your hand. We walked troubles, brooding wind-swept hills, and we loved and we laughed the pain away. At the end of the journey, when our last song is sung, will you meet me in heaven someday? Can't be sure of how it's going to be when we walk into the light across the bar, but I'll know you and you'll out there beyond the stars. We've seen secret things revealed by God, and we heard what the angels had to say. Should you go first, or if you follow me, will you meet me in heaven someday? living in a mansion on the streets of gold, at the corner of Grace and Rapture Way. In sweet ecstasy while the ages roll, will you meet me in heaven someday? In sweet ecstasy while the ages roll, will you meet me in heaven someday?
Don't mind the driving rain. I know I will sustain, 'cause I believe in you.
Thank you. reason inside your golden garden. I got my ladder leaned up against your wall. Tonight's the night we plan to run away together. Come on, jolly me, there's no time to stall. But now you're telling me.
Down. People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along, so my temperature it reels again. And it must have been 110.
Thank you. peanut, bell-bottom, bummer, or asshole. Remember the story of Pablo Picasso. He could walk down the street and girls could not resist the stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. All right, this is it. Well, some people try to pick up girls and they get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. He could walk down your street and girls could not resist the stare. And so Pablo Picasso was never called.
Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town. With political local connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want: power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his parties and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. He really gave to charity, he had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed her right on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65.